Come in, mon cher. Ça va?
I'm so happy you're here. For a moment there, I thought you'd change your mind. Don't just stand there, silly. Come on in. It must be freezing outside. No? Not too bad? I see. Well, if the winter cold hasn't deterred you utterly, you won't have any reservations about stripping down for me, will you? Relax. Here, have some chamomile tea, freshly brewed just for you. It's nice, isn't it? I know. It's from my Uncle Louis's chateau back home. I picked it and dried it myself. Yes. Botany and herbs are an immense passion of mine, amongst other things. Which brings me to why I'm so thankful to your help on such short notice. No big deal. Oh, Shelley, don't try and play modest with me. I know Professor Leahy's assignments keeps us all busy. Never mind over the Christmas break. You'll have to excuse my frankness, but that sly silver fox sure likes to keep his students tied up in more ways than one. Hmm? What was that? You don't know. Oh, well, I always forget you're new to our group of soul-searching fanatics. It almost seems as if I've known you for lifetimes. Oh, right. You didn't hear this from me, but there's a rumor that I may or may not have heard from a reliable source. Well, the story goes that our Homer-loving, poetic, and oh-so-mysterious teacher has a taste for tying up young, handsome men. Yes, very scandalous, if I must say so myself. I heard he's quite skilled in the art of rope play. Aww, look at that blush! I didn't know you fluster so easy. No, don't be bashful, Moshelly. It's beneath the beauty such as yourself. Besides, I do prefer my models to have some color to their cheeks when I paint them. Yes. Oh, are you done with your tea? Excellent. Let me take that. There we go. Now, you just throw that wool coat wherever you'd like and start undressing while I get set up. Hmm? What's wrong? Don't tell me you've changed your mind. No? Then what is it? Ah. You have marks? Oh, you mean. Oh, Shelley. I know all about you and Oscar. He's my best friend, after all. There you go, blushing again. Oh, you're so adorable. I could just eat you up. Never matter. As you know, I and young Lord Winters go way back. I knew from the way Oscar was looking at you, grinding his molars like a man possessed during our lectures, that it was only a matter of time. Yes, believe it or not, he is quite the softie when it comes to the way people hold in high regard. And now, that includes you? Yes. You're right. After you get past that domineering exterior, he is a much more enticing lover. Or, so I've heard. What? Me and Oscar? Oh, you must excuse me while I go over to the window and throw up. No. I apologize. Thank you. I'm very flattered of your opinion of me, but I'm, as you say, batting for the other team. Yes, well, the very thought of a dick makes me shiver. No, I much prefer the fairer sex. Just like Sappho. Yeah. So, don't be flustered about your hickeys from your rendezvous with Mr. Cranky. I know it can be a handful. I'm just glad he finally met someone that can challenge him. Yes, he told me so himself. Females tend to let him bulldozer right over them. You, on the other hand, call it intuition, but something tells me you're not so easily put into submission. Someone like you needs a firmer hand, but at the same time, you look like someone that puts up a fight. Maybe that's why. Oscar always was enamored with all things feral, untamed. Anyway, we're getting off topic. If you're still unsure about posing nude, we could... Good girl. Oh, dear. He really did a number on you, huh? I've always known Oscar was rough, but I never think he'd be so possessive. You're covered with bite marks. Are those fingerprints around your throat? No, don't worry. The marks will work, actually. There is something enticing about seeing such smooth skin covered in love bruises. Erotic, even. Now, I just want you to lay on the duval. Yes, on your side, supported by your elbow, and... Hold on. May I? Melcy. Let me drape the sheer fabric here, and here. Letting it fall down on your hips, accentuate your curves, and... There. Breathtaking. Now, I want you to keep your gaze locked on me. I'll be doing some basic sketches at first from different angles, and I don't want anything else to change except for your eyes. If you can, I would like you to play around with some different expressions and emotions, but your body position stays the same. Alright? Perfect. Now, how about we start off with somber? There you go, Shelby. You're a natural. Yeah. So, how do you like the group so far? I mean, I know what you think about Oscar now that I've seen the state of you, but what about the others? What are your impressions of them? Yes. Fitz is a delight. The first time I met him, I thought he was on drugs. Right? I can only achieve that same energy level when I've ingested 5 cups of coffee. Oh, and Michael is a sweetheart. Much like you in that regard, but without the sharp silver tongue. Don't worry. I like that about you. I'm just glad to finally not be the only girl in the group. It's exhausting trying not to suffocate under that testosterone. Then, what about Constantine? You still can't make up your mind? You want my advice, Sherry? Stay away from him. He's not... right. No, he hasn't done anything to me per se. It's just... I wouldn't like to be caught alone with him. Call it a hunch. You want me to elaborate? Well, aren't you a curious one? Alright. Well, Professor Leahy invited him to our lectures only a year ago, so I don't know all that much about him, other than he's a brilliant prodigy sculptor that can't seem to go anywhere without an umbrella. Oh, and he always carries a copy of 120 Days of Sodom by Marquise de Sade in his pocket. Now, if that is enough to make you weary of him, I don't know what will. You know, we used to have this canary bird in a cage by the south window in the lecture hall. That was before you, of course. And last spring, Michael found it with its head stuck between the bars of the cage. Suffocated. Like someone coaxed it near and then grabbed it and pulled. Michael started weeping and we all tried to comfort him except Constantine. I saw him, you know. He didn't say anything. Just like always, he just sat quietly in the corner at the back of the lecture hall, but he just had this... empty look of satisfaction in his eyes. Ugh. It makes me break out in a cold sweat every time I think about it. Mildy, let's talk about something else. How about we change up your expression as well? How about bashful? Well, is it difficult to switch expression on such short notice? Easy enough, Shelley. Just think back on the way Oscar was fucking you. The way his long, hard cock slid inside of your aching pussy and... Ah, there you go. Perfect. Perfect. Truly stunning. Could you spread your thighs apart a little? Yes, so the sheer fabric slips against your mound. That's it now. Let your lips fall slightly apart. Just like that bien mi petit femme, so obedient. This way, I didn't mean to neglect you. It's just when I'm drawing, I get so caught up in the moment. What was that? My gaze is intense. Well, it must be. If I am to capture the true beauty of a subject, I must study my muse vigorously. Every inch of your being. I desire to capture it all. Tell me, mon plaisir. What is your favorite piece of literature? Either too many to choose from? It doesn't have to be ancient Greek. I know. What about the book that made you fall in love with reading? Alice in Wonderland? That is a good one. Huh? What about me? I must confess, I have a hard time keeping myself away from a good Jane Austen novel. Or Bronte. Depends on what mood I'm in. But the very first book I fell in love with was probably Anne of Green Gables. It was around that time I discovered my sexual preference. Yes, while all of my friends were gushing over Gilbert Blythe, I found my heart fluttering at the thought of twisting Anne Shirley's red braids around my fingers. Yes, that is a good first crush. Hey, Shelley, do you want to know a secret? Back in the day, Oscar and I used to share our lovers. Oh, that gasp. That startled you, mon plaisir? I bet it did. Tell me, have you ever been with a woman? No. Have you ever wondered what it would feel like? You have? I wonder. I must apologize, pretty one. You've been so good and laid so still for me all this time. But it's me that ran out of patience. What am I talking about? J'ai vraiment envie de toi. I can't keep my hands off you any longer. It's torture having you bare in front of me. Don't fight it. Just let it happen. That's it. Good, Shelley. Part your honeyed lips for me and let me lavish you with my tongue. That's right. Just let it happen. Let your body be filled with desire. Oh, Shelley, you taste like the sweetest sin. God, how I've longed to touch you. Now, when I have explored you with my eyes, allow me to explore your body with my mouth. Huh? What about Oscar? Don't worry, Shelley. In our group, we take care to distribute pleasure equally and freely. Whatever your heart desires. There's no shame in being shared. And by the way, you just close your thighs together. I take it that the thought intrigues you. Let me show you how good it can feel. to be lavished by a woman's touch. Lay back for me, sweetness. No one hurt you. Melty, you look like an invitation to sin. All those bite marks around your breasts and collarbone. And the sheer fabric rubbing against your hardening nipples. How does that feel? Me kissing my way down your body. Good. Good. Then, let me trace my hands down your shapes with gentle firmness. My lips traveling down your shivering stomach. Down to your navel. Spread your legs for me, sweetheart. I promise I will make it so good for you. So good you'll see stars. That's my good girl. Fuck. Look at you, glistening with wetness. Have you been thinking about dirty things while I was drawing you? No? Then what is this? This slippery shine to your gorgeous pussy. Is it because of me? You got wet holding my stare for so long. Oh, Moshelly. You make me so happy. Let me show you how grateful I am. Let me kiss my way down. Down from your left knee to your inner thigh. And just hover over your pussy with my mouth. Blowing warm air all over it. Look at that. Your poor little clit. It's so swollen. Your pussy is dying for my attention. And the smell of you. So sweet, it makes my mouth water. Do you want me to eat your pussy, mon plaisir? Ask me nicely. Say, please, Emily. Lick my aching pussy. C'est magnifique. Good girl. Tastes better than I'd imagine. You like when I suck on your clit? What if I do it like that? Ah, that made you jerk so violently. It almost makes me want to hurt you a little. Just to hear you cry like that but another time. Today, I just want you to come on my tongue. No coming yet. Bad girl. Shh. We've barely started. Let me play with one finger against your entrance. Oh, it's clenching like it's screaming for me to push it inside. Oh, you want a finger inside you, Shelly? Yes? I don't think I heard you. You need it, well, if you need it that badly. Oh, fuck. You're so tight and wet. Oh. Let me finger fuck you while I suck on your clit. Oh, beloved, you sound like Aphrodite. Oh, music to my ears. Let me reward you with a second finger. You think you can take it from me? Let me curl it inside you and rub him. Oh, that was beautiful. The way your eyes bulge and your back arched on the duval. I think I'll paint you like this. A goddess of sex arching in a bow of pleasure. As her humble servant satisfies her. Very Botticelli, if you ask me. Yes, that's it. Tangle your fingers in my hair. Keep yourself grounded as I take your body apart with my mouth. Good girl. Such an eager little thing. Breathless. Barely coherent. Oh, and your gorgeous pussy clamping down on my finger. Oh, let me take them out for a sec. Because I want to fuck you with my tongue. I need to taste you directly. Do you feel that? My wet tongue pushing its way inside. You taste so good. Let me pinch your wet clit while I lap you up. You know, I could play with you all day, Shelly. Keeping you from coming. Getting you close to the edge and then stopping. Just to start all over again. No? Oh, goodness, Shelly. You need to come. You need to come that badly. You need to come that badly for me. I like you this desperate. Since you've been such a good girl and honest with yourself, I'll give you a reward. You came so hard. There's tears in your eyes. You taste delicious, goddess. You did so good. Come here. Let me crawl back up. Come here, let me kiss you. Taste yourself on me. See how sweet you are. See how sweet you are. Thank you for trusting me with your body. You are welcome. The pleasure was all mine. Hey, Shelly? Are you going home over winter break at all? No? Well, I'm staying at the dorms as well, and I wouldn't mind your company. That is, if you want. No? You want to. Oh, we are gonna have so much fun, you and I. We'll go shopping and dining. I know a cozy little restaurant that serves the most delicious foie gras. And we can drink ourselves silly on my stash of champagne. Oh, yes. And when we're done running havoc around the campus, we can come back here and do so many other dirty things.